Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the kids are going back to school. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it's funny because parents, you can just see the glee. You're like, my gosh, kids are back at school. I'll do everything once the kids are back at school. I just need to get over this hump, get their butts back at school, and then I get my life back. And it's funny to see that. For me, I loved back to school. As a child, I loved back to school because I was bored in the summer. The summer was hot. It was boring. I wanted to be around my friends, do less chores, and I wanted to learn. I felt like summer was so stagnant, which is why I personally think winter break should be expanded from 2 weeks to longer and summer break shortened. Because winter break, we're dealing with all the flu and the COVID and the cold seasons and the travel. 2 weeks isn't enough for Christmas break. Yet we waste 3 months on the summer. So personally, summer break should be shorter, winter break longer. And I think kids should be learning year-round. Whether it's camp, whether it's school, 3 months of no learning for a child is a tragedy. So kids going back to school, parents are really, really happy. On the flip side, there are some things that parents aren't liking that much about the back to school. So one thing that parents are struggling with is shoes are a little bit more expensive than they were in May. Yet it's hard to buy your kid new school shoes in May when they're going to grow during the summer. So back to school means when you go and you find your kids have been wearing flip-flops the whole summer, you try to find their tennis shoes. Or what do they call them now? Sneaker. I don't think they call them sneakers anymore. I don't even think they call them tennis shoes. You're trying to find their I don't know, school shoes, and they can't fit in them anymore. So now there's a mad rush to hit the stores. Same thing with new, crisp clothes. You don't want to send your kid to school. I didn't care if my kid had a hole in the knee or had a tear or a thread, but I don't care. The kids have to go back to school in crisp, clean clothes. So there's a lot of money that has to be spent. Another stressful thing parents are dealing with is their kids have been sleeping in. Most parents have not had their kids on a very regimented schedule of waking up at 6 or 7 a.m. to get ready for school, eat breakfast, get to the bus stop. They've been sleeping in, which has allowed parents to sleep in a little bit. And so if school is starting for you guys this week or even Monday, there's not enough time to get your kid acclimated. For those of you who have kids not starting till middle of the month, get them acclimated now. Set the alarm. Get them used to waking up early. Now, I get the first day of school is always introductions and orientation and not a lot. But, yeah, kids will have homework first day of school. So they're going to be tired. Try to get them acclimated. Same thing with lunches and foods and things like that. If your kid has been eating peanut butter and jelly and mac and cheese, you can't be sending the kids to school with the same thing. They got to eat something healthy. They have to have a balanced diet. So make sure you've been working with your kid on snacks and healthy type foods. Dentist. There's a mad dash to take your kids to the dentist. Okay, it's hard to find now a dental appointment in August. You have to set that up months in advance. But if your child has not done their dentist visit, got to get that done. But a big source of stress is the sports physical. Many kids will not be able to do their sport if they weren't cleared by a medical provider. So now there's this mad dash to get sports physicals done. And many parents have not been using a pediatrician or a family medicine provider. They've been using telemedicine. for the pink eye or the COVID or the cuts and scrapes. You know, we had one child with a broken bone. The parent called telemedicine. They didn't take him in. And we had to say, can you please take him in? So there are many parents out there that do not have a medical provider, or they might have seen a medical provider a couple of years ago, and now they have a three-month wait to get in as a new patient. So for those of you who think you're going to need a sports physical, you might want to make that appointment now. Just saying. And then, of course, vaccines. If the vaccines aren't up to date, some schools will not let your child back in, so you need to look at that. Now, fortunately, the health department can do the vaccines if you need to, but oftentimes you need to have a well child check with that. So back to school, it's an exciting time. It's funny because you would think parents would miss their kids. I didn't. I didn't even stop the car. You know, my kids would be like, I love you, Mommy. Summer was great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the hell out of the car. Now, I really love the kids. I never saw them because I was always working, so I miss them. But what I liked about school is that means summer was ending. I don't like the summer. The summer is the worst time for me. I just don't like the summer. The spring, actually, I don't like the spring either, just with allergies. I love the fall and I love winter. My favorite times of year. So what that means is the kids are, it means it's going to start to cool down. We're going to be starting to get ready for the fall type stuff and Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, which I love. But parents, you can make things a lot easier if you kind of, which you should have been doing all summer, which I told you to, but kind of now start to do a little bit of a boot camp or summer camp or home camp. Everybody's got to wake up, even if they're not necessarily going to school. But fine, you're going to do chores, or we're going to go on an early morning hike. But you're not going to be sleeping in until 8, 9, 10, because that's not what's going to happen on Monday or the following week. You know, in terms of teachers, I've been asked, should a child bring their teacher a gift on the first day of school? Even though the teachers will love that, we don't want that kid beat up, okay? Yeah, the first day of school is a very stressful day of school for the children because there's new kids. Now, they might be excited because these new kids might not bully them because they're new, but on the flip side, they're being judged. Kids are being judged. So none of this old clothes with holes in it or stains in it. They got to have something crisp. They got to have something cool. Okay? You know, my mom bought some of my clothes at a grocery store, and I understand that finances were bad, but grocery store clothes aren't as good as mall clothes. But keep in mind, some children may have some anxiety about it, so talk to them. Talk to their child about how they feel about the first day of school. But yeah, if they bring their teacher a gift, do it quietly, because if everybody sees that, they'll make fun of them. 1-877-DOT-DALLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we are really struggling with how we approach transgender youth and the transitioning process. And many of the studies that have looked at adult transgender and transitioning have kind of shown not much regret. But we are slowly finding out that there is a subset of individuals. In fact, I think it was Chloe Cole who said there were thousands of people who she's been in contact with who have regretted their transitioning. We might have numbers that we aren't aware of or aren't feeling comfortable to come forward and talk about it. And if transgender medicine is growing, like any other medicine, like any other science, we need to be open to what's out there. We need to be open to the risks. We need to be open to the benefits. We need to be open to the science and improve on something. And if we find we're making a mistake, we don't make that mistake, or we improve on that. That's all normal. Unfortunately, I look at these headlines, and they try to badmouth or vilify or scare or marginalize medical providers or health groups who say, look, can we kind of just slow down a little bit and study this more? You know, and one article said a few stories of transgender regret is fueling this surge in people saying stop youth transgenderism. In science, we always have to look at the risks and benefits. And now that we're talking about our most vulnerable population, children, who might not be able to make a decision about future fertility, about what they want, we should have a topic. Anybody who is pro-medical transgender transitioning should be completely on board with looking at new science. That's what we doctors and medical professionals do. So in the news, something that has gotten a lot of headlines is there's a transgender individual in Canada who wants euthanasia. Apparently, she has been in so much pain since the transitioning that there was nothing medically, no numbing creams, nothing she could do as a result of the vagina that was made for her. And I believe she was turned down for euthanasia. So this is a transgender adult who wants to end their life. Her initial request has been rejected. The program allows assisted suicide for those who suffer from incurable diseases or disabilities, but this transgender new vagina and the pain that's causing doesn't qualify her. And so apparently the numbing cream prescriptions, it's a surgically constructed vagina that you have to continually use dilators to keep open, or it tries to close. It's a lot of work to have one of those. And I'm not saying everybody who is transgender is going to be getting a new vagina or, a penis, but it is part of the transitioning for those who want to be fully transitioned. And so while parents are struggling and school counselors and teachers and doctors and health officials are kind of bumbling around going, okay, well, we'll start with counseling at age 2, and then we'll make sure we have psychoanalysis before we do anything. And what we need to do, as we learn, is talk to those with transgender regret. Now, I know that starts to make people panic because they think, oh, no, the transgender regret stories is going to be used as an example to stop any progress in transgender medicine. That doesn't mean you don't, just because it doesn't fit a narrative doesn't mean you ignore it. Any regret a transgender individual has should, be used in our progress for that. So, for example, if somebody, let's say, couldn't stand the newly constructed vagina, but they liked having less hair and they liked the hormone blockers, then, some people don't hate everything about their transitioning. But there may be parts that they really regret. Then that part needs a completely separate informed consent than another part. You know, when you go through a transitioning process, there's tons of processes to that. And you have some transgender individuals who say, look, I want my fertility. I want to have a baby later. It's just I don't want to have all the facial hair. Or I want to have facial hair. Then you have others that say, no, I really don't want my breasts anymore. I don't want a penis. I want different body parts. I want to feel like a woman does. And, I mean, you have brilliant surgeons that are able to reconstruct genitalia. But a child may have a tough time fathoming all this. When that 15-year-old lost their breasts, if you asked me if I was 15 or when I was 12 or 15, would I want to breastfeed a baby later? I'd be like, I don't even want a baby. I can barely get through my period. In fact, I didn't even start my period until I was 13. I wouldn't have had any concept. Yet after you have a baby, you're like, you know what? I want to breastfeed. You change what you want. Your desires change. So my issue from the pediatric standpoint is, how do they know what they want later? And anybody in transgender medicine needs to understand that the mind may change. They may change their mind. I've met Democrats that I'm a lifelong Democrat that, you know what, maybe I'm a conservative now. I've met conservatives and Republicans that go, you know what, I think I'm more liberal than I used to be. That's okay. You're allowed to do that. There are individuals that identify with male, they identify with female, and then they might be gender neutral or gender fluid and change their mind a year or two later. That's what society is open to now. The problem is how much consent can a child give? What does a child understand? And I understand that the reason why there's such a push is it's easier to transition if you stop the puberty. But many European medical societies are talking about, what about their bones? What about some of the other things that happen during puberty? You know, what if, do we understand the risks of some of these hormones? And so whenever there's a case of transgender regret, it shouldn't be hushed. It shouldn't be, you know, swept aside. We need to interview these individuals and say exactly what happened to you and what was it that you liked and disliked. And maybe there's certain pieces of transitioning that somebody likes and somebody doesn't like. We are starting to see more people call for reversible things, if any. And I know there's a debate on how reversible some of these things could be. We're being told by scientists that most of what we're doing for transitioning can be reversible, except for the surgical issues. But we don't have enough studies. And, you know, people say, well, we have to do these data reviews and these studies of thousands of individuals. You know, when you have somebody complain of a risk factor or complain of an issue, as a physician, you always take it seriously. I've had patients who told me that Vioxx, this anti-inflammatory COX-2 inhibitor, was messing with their blood pressure. And I noticed it too. And that was before any of the studies. And I'm like, you know what? I think this medicine is messing with your blood pressure. Well, years later, they took it off the market. I think Meridia, a weight loss pill, also was messing with blood pressure. And I noticed it in patients going, look, we don't have any studies, but I'm seeing that happen to you, so I want to just warn you, I'm noticing this as well. So let's say there's one, you know, detransitioner or two detransitioners that had an issue. That still is a part of the side effect or risk profile. When you study a new drug with the FDA, if anybody had diarrhea, or anybody had a hemorrhoid or whatever, that gets reported. Because they don't know if it was from the drug or not, but they say these patients reported this during the trial. Same thing with anybody who could be detransitioning. And I'm not saying I'm against gender transitioning. There are individuals out there that have true gender dysphoria. But we have to be extremely careful with the pediatric population, because if they are suffering from anxiety at school or depression, or being bullied, we need to understand, you know, seriously, if their depression and anxiety is really stemmed from their gender, and if the gender transitioning could truly fix their depression and anxiety. If not, look at how we have somebody looking to be euthanized. It's scary. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Update. Former President Donald Trump says politics are behind his latest indictment. Summer continuing with millions of Americans under heat alerts all across the South, where the heat index is hitting triple digits. Smoke from California's largest wildfire of the year impacting neighboring states. In Nevada, it is hitting the Joshua trees in the Mojave Desert. A man driving a stolen SUV in custody after plowing into a group of people on a sidewalk in Manhattan while trying to flee police. Roughly 10 people were injured, but they're all expected to survive. A new Louisiana law requires every public school classroom in the state to display a printed poster that reads, "In God We Trust." Republican State Rep. Dodi Horton points out that that statement is the official national motto. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the biggest things and the biggest stressors right now for most individuals is money. Whether you're a traditionalist, a baby boomer, a Gen X, a millennial, a Gen Z, you're worried about money. And we have very few individuals who say, "I'm doing good, I'm doing good," or they're lying about it. Well, one concern I have, being Gen X and middle-aged, is I don't have enough in retirement. I don't. Now, part of the reason was is I had to help a lot of other family members. And that really makes you go through your savings. Also, things are more expensive. Now, I think I'm still doing better than my parents. I'm doing a lot better than my parents did. But can I retire? Oh, hell no. The average person doesn't really have enough in retirement. And the reason why is because my fa- mother died at age 62. No life insurance, nothing. My mom, thank God, living till her 80s so far. She's going to have another birthday. But again, no life insurance, no savings, nothing. So if God forbid anything happens to her, I'm going to have to be paying for it. And that's going to probably, again, use up whatever money I have. And there's insurance and all that, but it's, you know, to get a 79-year-old insured, not very easy. And so many of us who are middle class, we kind of run into the same rut where every time we get a little bit ahead, something else pulls us back. Car repairs, house issues, water heater blows, job loss. And, you know, right now we're dealing with things are very expensive. 3% inflation, my butt. Hamburgers, sandwiches, tile, paint, things are very expensive. Much more. Much higher up. There's a study from the Government Accountability Office showing that wealthy households have nearly 10 times more money saved for later in life than those who are middle earners. They say only 1% of America's poorest workers have a plan or no plan at all. They say a high-income household has on average $605,000 saved for their twilight years, compared to $64,000 somebody who's middle income. Now, you know, I'm very frustrated by that because when I was growing up, I thought, okay, I'd get a job that would maybe have a pension, or there'd be Social Security, or I'd be able to invest in some retirement account. Well, the truth of the matter is when you own a business, if you are, especially with Obamacare, making month to month because insurance isn't paying you and patients aren't paying you, it's really expensive to offer retirement accounts because or have a retirement account. Because if you have a retirement account, you want to offer it to everybody. All your staff become a part of it. But if you're already paying them high wages, you're paying taxes, you're paying everything else, it's expensive. And so the average small business owner struggles to offer all those extra benefits. Big corporations can do 401ks, things like that, because the more employees they have, the bigger the discount. But you have 7 or 10 employees, that's expensive. And if you barely have money to keep the rent because patients aren't paying their bills, etc., I mean, that's why we ended up closing and me going to teach. But when I was offered, we probably could have lasted another year or two, but when I was offered a job to teach, I'm like, I see where medicine's going. Us neighborhood doctors, small-time family doctors are in trouble. We're not going to be able to, you know, not compete. You have plenty of patients, but we aren't going to be able to figure out how to make money in this Obamacare world. So if you can't pay the bills, you can't pay the bills. So we paid our bills, closed up shop. But that means there's a lot of workers out there that aren't getting 401ks. And how these 401ks max and do well for you, or these, I think, 503bs, or I forget all the different types of retirement accounts that are out there, is the employer matches what you put in. So it's extra income. And it's fantastic if you work for a company that matches and puts money into your retirement account. It's fantastic. But here's the problem. If you lose that job, that's it. I mean, you keep the money that was put in, but now you're in limbo trying to find a new job. And some of these new jobs only do that after 18 months of you working there or 2 years of you working there. These employers are smart. They're not going to right away start 401ks or things like that, because if you quit after 2-3 weeks or don't show up, why should they put that kind of money in? So many of them have very long periods of, I forget what the word is, probationary period, until they start putting in. You could put in, but until they match. So if you are switching a job or losing your job every few years, sometimes you're not getting that employer match. Then, of course, the stock market goes up and down. Overall, I think these IRAs or these 401ks make money, but these retirement accounts are based on the market. And if now there's a push for the money to go into progressive woke companies and, you know, what kind of return are you getting? So some people have a 401k, but does it have enough money for them to retire? Now that rent is up, mortgages are up, interest rates are up, food is up. Let's say somebody does have $600,000. You could live on that pretty nicely. But if you're 62 and you end up living till you're 90, with the way prices are going, will that cover you? And those are the rich having $600,000. So, you know, we have a quote-unquote retirement crisis. Many families are ill-prepared. And part of the reason why we're ill-prepared also is because we're living longer. We also have a problem where we don't have families close together. So in the olden days, the family took care of each other. So like my grandma lived at home with us. My mom took care of my grandpa. You know, we did what we could. Everybody supported each other. I have a family where everybody split in terms of my sisters and brothers. So it's pretty much going to fall on me. And I might have one sibling that might help, but the majority of it falls on me. Well, you can never get ahead when you're the one that always has to take care of the family issues. I don't mind. That's part of the reason why I went to medical school, because I knew I was going to have to help the family. But, I don't have, what my friends have, because they have family members that are more self-sufficient. So, you know, when you have individuals that don't have a lot of financial support from their family, because mind you, if the average family is living paycheck to paycheck, how can they also give another family member money? Now, if everybody chipped in a little bit, that could help. But most people have families similar to what I have where you can't ask them for help. So it's frustrating. And there's always going to be expenses. You can't rely on income, but you could always rely on expenses. So we need to figure out how to save. We need to figure out how to have retirement accounts that aren't as volatile with the market. I know there's like a quality life annuity. I think but I think you have to put in a lot of money for that. That a lot of us wouldn't even qualify or wouldn't even have that. So, you know, some people say, well, own your own home. If you could own your home, that's great, but don't dump all your money into your house because you need money to live on. Owning your home is nice. That's one less expense. That's fantastic. But what if we have a president that says, you know what, we're going to write off student loans and mortgages. You're going to be kicking yourself for paying off your mortgage. So, you know, look at your finances and see what you can do in terms of downsizing and saving money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that thousands of birth control pills have been recalled and may be ineffective. These are Tydemi brand birth control pills. And the FDA warned us this week, after testing by drug maker Lupin Pharmaceuticals, that two lots they made might have lower effectiveness. The recalled batches of the Tydemi pills, which is a combo birth control of both estrogen and progesterone, are listed on the FDA's website, and apparently these products were distributed nationwide to pharmacies and supermarkets between June of 2022 and May of 2023, and a total of 4,179 boxes have been recalled, which amounts to 350,000 tablets that might be less effective at stopping pregnancy. Now, they say do not stop your birth control right away. Make sure you contact your provider because they don't want you getting pregnant. But Lupin advises patients to continue taking their medication. Patients should immediately contact their healthcare provider for advice regarding an alternate contraceptive method. That's according to the FDA. So right now, the drug makers want to do a stability testing to ensure that the medications they produce are still good. This is being reported by CBS News. It doesn't sound like there's anything toxic with it. It could be a component or not the right medication amounts. But Lupin Pharmaceutical said that batches of Tydemi fell short after 12 months with too low levels of an inactive ingredient called ascorbic acid that's used in making the tablets, as well as too high of a known impurity. So Lupin, they said, is recalling these two batches. No reports of adverse effects related to the batches, and the FDA encourages everyone to speak out to their medical provider. Now, you know, this is, Lupin isn't the first, this isn't the first time this has happened with the pharmaceutical company. Many pharmaceutical companies have to do recalls. They had to recall Quinapril after finding impurities. An inspection of a facility run by the company in March turned up a range of shortcomings, CBS reports, including failing to run down the root causes behind several out-of-specification test results. So many people ask, how do you know if your medicine is going to be recalled? You don't. Until there's a recall, you don't. But that's why whenever you take a medication, don't have complete 1,000% trust in it. If you don't want to get pregnant, I understand the purpose of the birth control pill is so you don't have to use a condom. But if you're trying to avoid an STI or you want to avoid a problem where the birth control pill might not be effective, that condom will hopefully help, you know, prevent that rare occurrence of pregnancy or a common occurrence of an STI. You know, many people think, well, if I'm on birth control, I don't use condoms. Actually, a lot of people on birth control use condoms. You can't always trust the medication. Things happen. Same thing with blood pressure. People were so shocked, oh my gosh, my blood pressure medicine got recalled. Well, that's why you always follow up with your medical provider to have your blood pressure checked. I know people can call into telemedicine and get refills and refills and refills, but how do we know it's working? And then, if you aren't up to date on the recall, you might not know until you try to get a refill at the pharmacy. They're like, we recall that medicine. But medical providers are on top of that because they get alerts. So, you know, I always like to guard against bad things that could happen. And so you always have to have a backup plan. If you're going to put anything into your body, you know, double check it. Like that doctor that injected acid into the woman's uterus and fallopian tube as opposed to saline. You got to double check your own stuff. This doctor is getting sued because an ultrasound tech accidentally drew up an acid solution instead of saltwater saline. See, for me and my patients, I did everything myself. I drew up all the injections myself. With the exception of flu shot, I made them show me the vial. I made sure the vial was good, not contaminated. Had them, although we eventually just used the pre-filled syringes. But when a nurse, an RN, was about to inject my son at another doctor's office with the MMR at 4 months old, when you don't give the MMR at 4 months old, I realized I need to double check what my nurses are doing. And I love RNs. RNs are some of the best of the best, but people make mistakes. And so you have to double check things. As a patient, it's hard. Are you going to be injecting acid? But when it comes to birth control pills, I always tell people to use backup protection. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you're going to see these headlines on an ADHD breakthrough. An ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is a lot more common than it used to be. And this breakthrough involves stimulating the brain using electrodes, a type of transcranial random noise stimulation. Not electroconvulsive therapy per se, but a mild electric current to the brain through two electrodes in the scalp. I know some parents are having a heart attack listening to this, but the study was led by researchers from the University of Surrey. I'm just reading the news here. And the Hebrew University of Jerusalem published in the Journal of Translational Psychiatry, exploring the use of TRNS alongside cognitive training as a treatment for ADHD. Keep in mind, many medical providers and researchers are trying to find alternatives to the medications, because when the medications are on back order or in shortage, the kids don't have their medications. One of the reasons why you haven't heard much about the ADHD medication shortage this summer is because kids were out of school. A lot of kids aren't on the medication during the summer. Now that we're coming back to the school year, we're going to be hearing more headlines about the medicine and shortage. So the scientific community is looking at other treatments for ADHD. And this clinical trial included 23 newly diagnosed and unmedicated children between the ages of 6 and 12 who were recruited from groups referred to the ADHD clinic by doctors, teachers, psychologists, parents. Researchers at the computerized neurotherapy lab at Hebrew U administered this during cognitive training each day over a two-week period. The parents of 55% of the group reported significant clinical improvement compared to 17% in the control group. Now, we know that electricity has a lot of medical applications. And I have seen in patients with very severe recalcitrant depression, electroconvulsive therapy, which is given with anesthesia and the patient has no pain with it, can do some amazing things. Temporary, but it seems to provide some relief that pills don't. And so I'm not surprised that they're looking at that for also ADHD. It's stimulatory. It may wake up parts of the brain. Because remember, what are you taking when you take ADHD medicine? Stimulants a lot of times. So, now, would this be a substitute? Well, somebody with true ADHD that's really, really struggling, their parents might be, as long as it doesn't hurt them, considering any and all options. I'd like to, of course, see more data, but this doesn't shock me. ADHD is a diagnosis that I think is underused in people who have it and overused in people who don't. And I think when a child is struggling in school, some parents say, well, they have ADHD. Yet they're sitting there playing a video game the whole time I'm talking to mom and dad. If they're interested in something, if they like what they're learning, they might pay attention. But true ADHD, we don't have enough treatments that are easily accessible right now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.